to another time with another heart sister for Thrive in Purpose. I'm super excited because you all know here at Finding Your Heart, we're all about helping you discover purpose, walk in purpose, and definitely know who you are, who God has called you to be before marriage. And so on today, I'm so excited to have with us today none other than Carrie Ann Hilliard. Believe it or not, Carrie Ann and I went to the same church when we were younger, and our parents were very, very close friends. And so I'm super excited to invite her here today because as she has transitioned through life, she has become a coach, an author, an entrepreneur. And she has so many wonderful things for single parents and women who want to move forward. Carrie Ann, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I am so grateful to be here. It's an honor. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. I'm glad that you're here. And I told her before we even got started that her mother, shout out, I know you're in the comments right now. Shout out to Lady Hilliard, who is always singing your praises about you becoming an author. And I think now you're in the process of doing an empowerment brunch. And I'm excited. I'm excited that you're going forward and that you're moving in, God. So you all, please make sure if you have not connected with her, we'll make sure we put her website and all those beautiful things down below so that you can get in contact with her. So let's get into it.
Yes.
So thank you so much again for being here. Tell us a little bit about how you discovered your purpose.
Okay. So when you think about purpose, it kind of unfolds as you're in different seasons in life. And I'm going to tell you how I published this book, because that is what it's all about. That helped me talk about purpose.
Hold the book up again, close. And
right
tell
there.
For those that are maybe just listening, Overcoming Single Parent Obstacles.
Yes, it is my personal story of being a single parent. So I am the type of preacher kid that didn't always follow the right paths, didn't follow all the rules. I know there are quite a few preacher's kids. They just go straight for it. They know their purpose when they're young. They got it at an early age. Me, yeah, it was prophesied to me, but I didn't never follow that purpose. So I find myself being a teenager and pregnant at the age of 16. And I had my daughter at 17. And that's kind of where I start with this story, is I start there, how I had this great upbringing. It's raised in a two-parent household with Christians, pastor and first lady. So, you know, when you think about purpose and you think about children and parenting and being a single mom, you got to think about the dynamics of how the devil, he just comes and he attacks families, because he's all about tearing down what God has already broken up. It's just like when he approached Eve with the fruit, you know, he was like, come on. He did not say that you cannot have this. And that the devil is so busy. So when you think about purpose and how I got into purpose, it was time for me to release everything that happened to me in the past. It was time to let it go. And what I did was I packaged it in a book. That's what I did. I released it right here. It's all on these pages. And it's so interesting because it was back in 2016. I was telling all my coworkers that I am going to write a book. And they're like, you're crazy. Like, what you mean you're going to write a book? I'm like, I'm going to write a book. I just graduated college and in business administration. And I was like, you know what? I have to do something to change my life. People keep saying I have potential. People keep saying I can do this and I can do that. And we all know the scripture, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So I started believing some of those things. And, you know, you talked about some of the ways that we can find our purpose. It all starts with writing it down. You got to write it down. Every day I find myself writing stuff down. Stuff is written here. Stuff is written on my sticky notes. Stuff is written in another notebook. I have notebooks everywhere. I just write it all down. And I write down what God said about me. I write down his thoughts, his ways. You know that scripture in Isaiah 55:8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. For my ways are not your ways. I stopped thinking about me and I started thinking about him. And that's how I got into purpose. Once I released this book, it gave me the confidence that I need to go forth and do everything that he's calling me to do. Because you know what? When I wrote this book, I wasn't serving God to the magnitude that I serve him today. But because he gave me the strength to make this happen, I was able to give my life over to him fully and said, whatever you need, Lord, I'm here to do it. And that's how I got in purpose with doing everything that I'm doing today.
Oh, oh my goodness. That was so many gems. And I just want to kind of go back a little bit, because that honesty that you gave, like, yeah. You know, I grew up in a two-family home, served the Lord, but I didn't actually know what those scriptures mean. Like, in my heart, I wasn't living out that. And then to be able to honestly, did y'all hear her say that even in the process of writing, she was still going through her own process? Because I don't know if the process is ever in, but
no,
going through that process, and you didn't allow the process keep you from the release. Ah!
Right.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. I don't know. Carrie, I absolutely love to write too. I literally have, oh, I don't know if I should admit this, but I have almost like a, what do you call those? Not a footlocker, but the, I don't know what it's called right now, but I literally have a whole case of like journals that I've written in or plan to write in. And I love that you shared that, how as you wrote, it was what God was saying.
Right.
Who you are. And who
mm-hmm. you are. Yeah.
How many times when we're trying to discover purpose, we're scrolling on social media or we're doing what people think we should be doing rather than who God says we are and what we should be doing.
Right. Let's talk about that for a moment. No, we have to, because so many people get their revelations from social media. And yes, it's the thing that leads to the thing. And honestly, if you're listening, it should lead right here to the Bible or this type of Bible or whatever kind of Bible you got. I got several over here, you know. So what, because I love what my daughter says about it. She's like, Mama, I like scrolling because it always leads me to scriptures. And I'm like, that's good. You have the right type of people that you're following. But what about some of us who are not following the right type of people, who don't remind us of scripture, but always talk about how our hair, we need to have the longest weave down here, or we need to have on the flyest outfit, the most name brand clothes ever. And just so many different things that they tell us that's not what God said about you. God said you are fearfully and wonderfully made. He said that you are the beginning and not the end, the head and not the tail. He said all these great things about you. Like my backdrop back here. So one of the things that I did when I was in purpose was created a conference. It's called the I Am Conference Book Tour. This is how I was able to promote my book. So Dr. Grant, she helped me publish my book, Leadership Developed Me. I love her. She is so awesome and amazing. And she sent me all this great information about what to do. And I'm like, oh, it's too much. It was too much. So I took the bits and pieces that I could, and I just created the conference. And I said, you know, we don't know who we are. And that's how I was able to get here, because I wasn't sure. I didn't know. So I wanted everybody to be able to say who they are by reading this. So if you don't know, you can take all my I am's. And we have to tell ourselves who we are versus being on social media, allowing other people to tell us who we are. You got to know who you are. So thank you for letting me share that.
Absolutely. And so shout out to Dr. Grant, because she's right. Amazing. Y'all yes. Can follow her. Female Leaders in Ministry is an amazing group that she, a community of women that she's put together. to encourage and just build sisterhood. And then she does have that publishing part of her business. So we love you.
Yes, thank you.
Definitely. I mean, either way, go to her website and check her out. Follow her on all platforms, because as you can see, Carrie-Anne, you're full of so much wisdom, and I hear so much grace just in the way you speak, and you're talking to us about how God has proven himself to you. So y'all follow her and connect and get the book. Get the book. Yes. So tell us a little bit more. You kind of talked about this already, but what do you do to help others? I don't know if you want to continue to talk about single mothers or anything. What do you do to actually help others?
Okay. Well, it's a whole lot of things I do to help others. So I'll start with my business. And my business is called Help Adolescents Speak Out. So it's help right there. That's what I do. What I do in a nutshell is create a safe space, and I bring youth together and I teach them how to overcome their challenges. We just talk through whatever's going on up here in their minds or in their hearts and their souls. And we talk about some of the common things that's happening in school. I ask simple questions like, how was your day? How many of us don't hear that question as often as we should? You know, we have to go back to that and ask people how their day was. So that's what I do with the kids. And as I was motivating and empowering and encouraging the kids, I'm like, wait a second. I got to do this with the parents too, because we encourage the kids all the time, but they're still going back home to the same environment. So I was like, oh, let's encourage the parents. And then last year, I think, yep, around this time in October, that's when I created the Women's Encouragement Brunch and just went to the hotel and was like inviting all the ladies I could. It was a free event. And just, hey, I just want to be here to encourage you. And next thing I find myself is teaching them the word of God. And I'm like, what is happening here? I had no idea all these things was going to unfold the way it was. But that's how it is when you're living out your purpose, when you're doing whatever God is calling you to do. You just start creating things, and this turns into that, and that turns into this. And now, next thing you know, you're reaching out to help others. And currently, I'm even coaching. I have coaching sessions that I do. We're in the middle of the Carrie-Anne experience. Oh my goodness. That's where you get all of me. And I experience the E and the X is capitalized. And, you know, EX stands for X, right? So we have to cast out all those old thoughts, those old beliefs. It's just like when you have an ex-boyfriend or ex-job or whatever your ex is. We have to cast out all those X's so we can move forward into our purpose. And the E stands for encounter. You're not just going to encounter me, but you're going to encounter the Holy Spirit through me. You're going to encounter God through this relationship that we're building together. And the X stands for exchange. It has to be a vertical relationship. I'm just the vessel to give the information, but he's going to do a new work within you. So that's what that experience is all about.
I love it. This is so encouraging to me. And with the children and parents, is that something you do in virtual or is it in person?
So right now I've been having some in-person sessions, but yes, we can do virtual as well. Yep. All you have to do is let me know and we can cop on a call whenever you have time, we can do it.
I love it. I just feel led in this moment. I want to bless three people with that book. If you're a single parent, put in the chat below, message me, whoever. You can even message Carrie and let me know. I want to bless three parents with that book. And I want you to be connected with Carrie-Anne. That would be awesome. That would be awesome. Oops. Okay, so let me fix that. So please DM her or message me, put it in the chat, like say I want one, and I'll make sure that I get it paid and that she'll send it to you. Is it on Amazon?
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's on Amazon. It's Barnes & Noble. Yes. My website, I have copies here if anyone needs one.
Okay, so should I, you think I should send it, the money directly to you and you can send it out? What's easier for you?
Whatever you would like to do. You know, Amazon gets it to you in a day sometimes. Or I can send it out too. I'm not as quick as Amazon, but usually when I get it, I send it out immediately.
Okay, awesome. Well, I want to do that. And so please don't let me forget. I know I won't forget, but I just have to do that. And I'm just excited. I'm so excited about your life and the women and the children that you're impacting. And I know that it takes, like, stick-to-itiveness. Like, you had to make a conscious decision. Okay, God, I hear you speaking. I'm going to do this. I'm not going to, you know, come down. But, you know, as we walk in purpose, I don't know about you, but I'm pretty sure you have those moments of discouragement and, you know, maybe even doubt, all those D words, feeling defeated, down, you know. What things have you put in place or have you learned to put in place that in those moments you still remain instead of giving up?
So when it comes to giving up, it's just not an option for me because I spent all of my life not using my voice to speak out. I was always quiet and I was shy growing up. And then every time I think about me being quiet, I go back to what my life was when I didn't speak out and how it could have been better by just using my voice. So when it comes to those doubts, I put the blood of Jesus on it and I cast it out. Yes, I do. My daughter be walking around talking about some of the blood of Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. And I'm like, why do you do that? I'm like, first of all, I have to make sure that it was him who didn't give me that thought from the beginning. So that's where I start at first. Then sometimes I read the word. You know, some of our Bibles, it has key words at the back of it. If you have one of those good old study Bibles like this one, it has a bunch of different key words. So whatever I'm feeling, I just find it in scripture. And then if that doesn't work, I have a vision board. I have about a couple of vision boards. I just remember, what's my vision? God already said our latter days will be better than our latter days will be better than our former days. Job already went through all the hard trials. We don't have to. Our parents went through a lot of hard trials for us. We don't have to. We get to live in the blessings. We get to live in abundance. We get to live in the overflow. So because I know this, I tell myself those things. And yes, I write it down as my reminder. So anytime I'm feeling bad about something, like right here, it says, God wants us to surrender all. I go back to what God told me and I read these thoughts out loud. So that way I don't have to worry about, I cannot do this or this is discouraging. You know, I've been through a lot of different trials when you're a single parent. And so what happens during me being, what got me to the point of being a single parent is my child's father died when my daughter was 2 years old, turning three. So I didn't start out wanting to be a single parent. I started out wanting to eventually get married and eventually maybe even having another child. But that didn't happen for me. I didn't get married and I didn't have another child. And guess what? I'm okay with that because it's God's will for my life. I'm honestly happy about that because it gave me an opportunity to find me. I was able to find who I am through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So that's what I'm so grateful about. And you know what? It took a long time because I wasn't following God. So that's why I encourage people all the time to go build your relationship with God, figure out who you are, find your heart, the heart that God has given you, not the heart that you give yourself. Find yourself in God, and then he will unfold who you are. Next thing you know, you're writing books and you're making journals and you're building businesses. And now you're building up other people, all because you decided to find your heart and fix it and let God fix it. And he has brought you out into that place. So that's my testimony on today. You know, I'm just so grateful that God has healed my broken heart.
Lord, thank you, God. That's what it's all about, you all. Like, really getting into God and no matter how much we try, there is really no workaround. Like, his love, his joy, his peace is indescribable. It's almost overwhelming, and it's hard to explain. And so, you know, if you're listening, looking at this right now, I believe we can confidently say that you're not alone in this. You know, that those times will come. But the key is to get right back into God. What is he saying about you? What is he saying about your life? And I think it's phenomenal because you not only talked about him healing your heart, but how about getting over, not getting over, but going through that grief process of questions and how and, you know, all of that. Girl, woo! You're shining bright for the King, and I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Can you tell us the name of that study Bible that you talked about earlier? We didn't catch it.
Oh, okay. So this one that I have here is the Women's Devotional Bible. This is good because what I like about this Bible for the Women's Study Bible, like sometimes it'll share a story in here. Like this is a story in Ruth. I don't know if you can see that.
Commitment in the adversity.
So that's what I like about this one. And then I also like the Life Application Study Bible. And you can probably go on Amazon and order it, or to Lifeway. I think they're online, and order it there. That's a good one as well, because it helps you to become more aware, spiritually aware of what's going on in different seasons when you actually just read the Word of God. That's all you got to do.
The enemy, you know, it is his intent, I believe, to distract us and to put other things in place when we should be setting aside that consecrated time of reading. And I just want to also share, you all, don't feel bad if morning time is not your time to spend time with God. Just spend time with them, you know? If it's evening, if it's afternoon, he just wants to commune with us. And I love it. I love it. We heard it all the time, I think, growing up, but it definitely, when you choose, like you said, when you choose to make the decision, it makes your whole life even better. I'm so thankful you're here. Before we close out, I just want to ask, do you have anything else you want to share to the women or men who are listening in this moment? You've shared so many amazing things, but anything else?
You know, I want to piggyback off of what you keep saying, which is make a decision. A lot of times, and you keep saying that, and it's like, that was the key. You have to make a decision that you want to be a child of God, that you want to follow him. Because once you make that decision, it's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult. But just know that God is with you. He has you. He has you right in it, in the palm of his hands. You know, our hands are small. Some people's hands are small. Mine's are small. But God's hands is like, he carries the whole world in his hands. He got the whole wide world. You know that song we used to sing, Sunshine Band. So, yes, you got to make that decision that that's what you want to do. And make the decision to find your purpose. And to go with your heart, because your heart won't lie to you once you allow God to fix it. Yeah. But that's it. That's all my tips. Yeah.
That's it. That's so awesome. You all, please connect with Carrie. Please, again, I just want to remind you that if you want one of those books, and either way, if you all don't put the DM or put in the comments, just know that there are three books that I'm sowing into your ministry to give to whomever. I'm thinking of people that I can give it to. So even if they don't DM, I still have some people I can give it to. Her website has been up there for a while. So please connect with her. I just appreciate you. And I'm so glad we were able to connect in this way. And I just believe this is something that the Lord is doing. And I'm just so thankful. I want you to have a moment to pray for the listeners, if you don't mind, and then we're going to close out this particular time together, but thank you so much. And I'm so glad that you did give up. I'm glad you made the decision. Woo! I'm so glad, and I'm so excited about, I can't say it enough, I'm so excited about the women and the children that you're impacting through the Lord. Oh, they need you, and I'm so excited you said yes. So I'm going to stop talking, because I know I have said excited so many times, but I really am, y'all. Like, I have such this joy and uplifting just because we were able to spend this time together. So I'll let you pray, and
all right. Okay. Well, thank you for sharing your joy with me, because I need the joy, especially when I have to pray. Anywho, oh, Heavenly Father, thank you, God, for this day. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. Thank you, God, for giving us strength, courage, wisdom, power, knowledge, your resurrecting power, oh God. We're so glad that Jesus died on the cross for our sins, oh God. We're so glad that he goes before us and makes the way so that we can just walk into it, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for helping me to make the decision in my life to follow you, oh God. And I pray that each person on this line who is not saved will make that decision to come and follow you, oh God. Lord, we have shared so much information. I just pray that all the information shared will bless someone's soul, will help them to renew their mind and find their heart within you, God. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for bringing us together once again, oh God. Thank you for allowing me to fellowship with our, I want to say Lady Rhonda over there, oh God, but just thank you for her, oh God. Thank you for allowing her to be a vessel to help others do what you've called them to do by living out their purpose and finding their heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, God. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much for doing that. I guess you just kind of stepped out there, but thank you for saying yes.
You're welcome.